Okay, this week's parasha is parashas Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu is on the scene. We've left Adam and those generations, Noah and those generations, and now we have Avram. Avram, he begins as Avram, and he becomes later on in the parasha Avraham. The main character in the parasha is certainly Avram, no doubt about it. But there's another character in the parasha I'd like to talk to you about, who's unfortunately a very tragic man in this parasha, and he's not explicitly in the parasha. Lot. Lot. Who is Lot? Avram's nephew. Avram had two brothers, Haran and Nachor. Haran's son was Lot. We'll get back to Haran in a few minutes. But Lot is a very, very interesting character in the parasha who starts off strong and really ends up very, very tragically, very, very bad. Lot, Rabosai, as we know, is as follows. When Avram, Hashem says to Avram at the beginning of the parasha, go! Lech Lecha! Who goes with Avram? It says Avram goes, takes Sarai and takes Lot. And they go towards Eretz Canaan. Okay, so far so good. If you look a little bit more in the parasha though, fellas, next event, Avram goes down to Mitzrayim. Who goes down with him to Mitzrayim? Sarai, and who else? You got it, Lot. Perek Yud Gimel, Avram comes up from Mitzrayim. Vayal Avram Mitzrayim comes up, who? Him, Ishto, his wife, V'chol Asher Lo, and everything he has. And who else trails along? V'lot Imo Anegba. And Lot as well comes with him. And then there's trouble. There's a fight between whom and whom? Whom and whom? The shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot. Why? Because Lot's animals are eating from pasture which is not theirs. And Avram's shepherds who were trained said, what are you guys doing? Why are you eating stuff that's not yours? And what happens? What happens? There's a fight. And what happens? Avram comes to Lot and says, listen, we got to separate. And Rashi says an incredible thing. When they separate, Lot has very strong words. Lot says, it says, Vayisal Lot mi Kedem. Lot left Kedem. Rashi says, a Medrash says, he said, I'm leaving God. Amar, he said, Yefshi, I don't want any more anything to do with Lo Be'Avram V'Lo Be'Lokav. I want nothing to do with Avram and his God anymore. What happened? He was Avram's right-hand man. He was Avram's right-hand man. What happened to Lot? What happened to Lot? How did he shift gears so fast and move from Avram to stone? Later on in the parasha, Avram fights against four kings, five kings, because why? He has to rescue Lot from stone. Lot goes from Avram to stone. I want nothing to do with Avram nor this God. What happened to Lot? One of the most tragic figures in our Torah was Lot. He started out with Avram, with Avram's entourage, and he goes down to stone, and then he unfortunately has problems with his daughters, a terrible, tragic ending to Lot's life. What happened to Lot? I saw yesterday, fellas, an incredible thought that I want to share with you. And that's as follows. Abosai, Lot had a father. What was Lot's father's name? Who remembers him before? Not Nachor, the other one, his name was? Haran. Can you tell me about Haran? What happened to Haran? So the last pasuk in Parshas Noach, the last words in Parshas Noach, in last week's Parsha were, Vayamas Terach Becharan, but right before that it says that Haran died. Haran died on the face of his father, Terach. Why did Haran die? He went into the fire. Or maybe he was thrown into the fire, says the Medrash. Why was he thrown into the fire? Because there was a big debate between Avram and Nimrod. Nimrod was mad at Avram because Avram was ruining all his Avodah Zarah. So they had a debate. And right before this debate happened, according to the Medrash, Haran standing on the side. And he gets involved. says, you know what? I'm going to pick my side. Which side am I going to pick? Avram's side or Nimrod's side? I'll see who wins. You know those fans, those sport fans, that like whoever was the winning team, they're magically a fan of that team. Like, oh yeah, my great uncle is from Pittsburgh, so I'm a Steelers fan. Do me a favor, it's a joke. But when the Steelers aren't doing well, so then I follow, the Redskins. Never do well. The Patriots. And then I'm a Patriot fan because Manning always wins. Everybody said. Haran was that man. He was like, whoever wins, I'll be on their team. And what happened? He said, you know what? I'll jump into the fire. And what happened? He burned. Why did he burn? He was Moser Nefesh. Yes, he wasn't Moser Nefesh. He didn't extend himself. He was wishy-washy. He was a little bit here, a little bit there. He couldn't make up his mind. And because of that, what happened? He was burnt to a crisp. Avram went into the fire. Avram said, Hashem is Echad. Avram made a commitment. Avram was Moser Nefesh. And Avram emerged from the fire unsinged. What happened to Lot? Lot inherited his father's genes. What were his father's genes? His father's genes were genes of a lack of clarity. Genes of ambiguity. Genes of, I'm not sure, I don't know. A little like this, a little like that. Wishy-washy. Today I'll do this, tomorrow I'll do that. He wasn't solid in his religion. And when a person is not solid and not grounded, you know what happens? Unfortunately, what could happen to them is what happened to Lot. He started off strong. He started off with Avram. But then, towards the end, what happened? What happened was, he went astray. He went down to Egypt. Saw all the good taivas in Egypt. Saw the money and the glitz and the glamour and the glory and said, that's better than Avram. That's more exciting. And he left Yiddishkeit. He left the fold. He went to stone. And he went even further, unfortunately. And he lost his sense of clarity because he didn't have it. Because he came from a wishy-washy daddy and the wishy-washy gene he inherited. And because of that, unfortunately, he went from being up high with Avram to being down low. Unfortunately, the end, like I say, is history. Rabosai, before I get to this article that's in front of me, which I will not name, but I will just reference to, I want to share one simple thought. There's a famous story in Tanakh, Eliyahu at Har Carmel. There was a debate between Eliyahu and the Nevi HaBaal. The worshippers and the idols of Baal, they said, we're right, and Eliyahu challenged them to a contest, as we know, on the mountain. If you're right, if your God is right, so let your God prove himself. And obviously the Baal can't prove himself. And Eliyahu makes fun of him and says, scream a little louder, maybe your God's in the bathroom. And of course nothing happens. And Eliyahu turns to the people and says, people, until when are you going to straddle the fence? Until when are you going to play both sides? Is God the God? Or is Baal the God? That Rabosai is the unfortunate, tragic history of Noach in this week's parasha. One of my Talmidim, sweet Talmidim, showed me an article recently which got a lot of views this past week. I'm not going to give you the title. I don't want to take stances. Agree, disagree. It's a bit of a sharp article with some sharp criticism on a certain brand of Judaism which many of us associate with. It's a sharp criticism. And part of the sharp criticism is that there's sometimes in some kind of people in that religion, not all of them, but sometimes there is some kind of level of wishy-washiness and hypocrisy. And, convenience Jews, convenience Judaism. When things are convenient, I'll do them. But when they're not comfortable, I won't do them. When I'm feeling good about it, I'll do it properly. When I'm not feeling so into it or so I don't get this part, so I'll just drop that part. And that, my dear friends, my dear Talmidim, my precious Talmidim, is a very, very, very dangerous approach. It's very dangerous to pick and choose. It's very dangerous to be wishy-washy. The conservative movement also said, you know what? Let's expand our let's open it up to more. And it'll probably bring more people in. And what happened? Not only didn't it bring more people in, but it just fizzled with time, unfortunately. And more people left the fold because they said, this is not real. This is not authentic. If I'm picking and choosing, it's not religion. It's my religion. It's what I want to do. Religion doesn't say, do whatever you want, feel good. Religion says, but not Yiddishkeit, right. Yiddishkeit says, there's a Shulchan Aruch. Yiddishkeit says, we don't just do what's comfortable for us, we do what we're supposed to do. Avram became Avram Avinu. Everything he did, Abosai, was grounded. Grounded. And as the Mefarshim explained, he put those genes into us to be solid, to be committed, to be focused, and to be real in our Yiddishkeit observance. Lot, Abosai, who's... Show me Lot's children. You can't show me them. What happened to Lot? I don't know. Moav, Amon, Moav. Not exactly the prettiest end to that people. This parasha of Lot teaches us a very, very important lesson. To be real. To be through and through. Not to be wishy-washy. Not to be selective in our religion. But to be real. To be committed. To be focused. To be B'nai Avram. To be the sons and daughters of Avram. Not the sons and daughters of Lot. Abosai, we should be zoche, each one of us in our own lives, to strengthen our commitment, to solidify our roots. You know what we're doing this year in Yeshiva? We're establishing roots. If we have good roots, we're making them more firm, making them more solid. We should be zoche, with the help of Hashem, to concretize our roots, solidify our roots, to be proud members, card-holding members of the Avraham Avinu Club, the club that's committed to Torah and the mitzvos, that's not wishy-washy, not on the fence, not straddling the fence, but solid, strong, over the Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Yeah.